اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء، وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء، وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء، وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء، وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء، وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء، وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء، وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء، وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء. يا نور يا قدوس، يا نور يا قدوس، يا نور يا قدوس، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقام، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعام، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء، اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء، اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك، وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك، وأن توزعني شكرك، وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع، أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته. اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك، وخفي مكرك وظهر أمرك، وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك، ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك وبحمدك، ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. اللهم مولاي، كم من قبيح سترته، وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلته، وكم من عثار وقيته، وكم من مكروه دفعته، وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرته. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي. يا سيدي، فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي، ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري، ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي. وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا، وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي، من لي غيرك؟ أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي، أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترز فيه من تزيين عدوي، فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء، فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك، فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي في قضاءك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي، معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا، لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني ولا مفزعا أتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شد وثاقي، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي، يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي، هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي يا إلهي وسيدي وربي. أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك، وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك، هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته أو تبعد من أدنيته أو تشرد من آويته أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا، وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا وبشكرك مادحا، وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا، وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة، وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا، ما هكذا الظن بك، ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب، وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه، قليل مكثوه، يسير بقاؤه، قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض يا سيدي فكيف بي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي لأي الأمور إليك أشكو ولما منها أضج وأبكي لأليم العذاب وشدته أم لطول البلاء ومدته فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك وهبني صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين ولأنادينك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين يا غاية آمال العارفين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين ويا إله العالمين فتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها؟ هيهات، ما ذلك الظن بك؟ ولا المعروف من فضلك، ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك. فباليقين أقطع لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك، وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك، لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما، وما كان لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما. لكنك تقدست أسماؤك، أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين، من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين. وأنت جل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا، وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما، أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون. إلهي وسيدي، فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها، وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها، أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمته، وكل ذنب أذنبته، وكل قبيح أسررته، وكل جهل عملته، كتمته أو أظهر أو أعلنته، أخفيته أو أظهرته، وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني، وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي، وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم، والشاهد لما خفي عنهم، وبرحمتك أخفيته، وبفضلك سترته، وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلته، أو إحسان فضلته، أو بر نشرته، أو رزق بسطته، أو ذنب تغفره، أو خطأ تستره. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي، يا من بيده ناصيتي، يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي، يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورة، وبخدمتك موصولة، وأعمالي عندك مقبولة، حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا، وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا. يا سيدي يا من عليه معولي، يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب، قو على خدمتك جوارحي، واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي، وهب لي الجد في خشيتك، والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك، حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين، وأسرع إليك في البارزين، وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين، وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين، وأخافك مخافة الموقنين، وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين. اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأرد، ومن كادني فكيد، واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك، وأقربهم منزلة منك، وأخصهم زلفة لديك، فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك، وجد لي بجودك، واعطف علي بمجدك، واحفظني برحمتك، واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا، وقلبي بحبك متيما، ومن علي بحسن إجابتك، وأقلني عثرتي، واغفر زلتي، فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك، وأمرتهم بدعائك، وضمنت لهم الإجابة، فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي، وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي، فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي، وبلغني مناي، ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي، واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي، يا سريع الرضا، يا سريع الرضا، يا سريع الرضا، اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء، فإنك فعال لما تشاء، يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء، وطاعته غنى، ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء، وسلاحه البكاء، يا سابغ النعام، يا دافع النقام، يا نور المستوحشين في الظلام، يا عالما لا يعلم، صل على محمد وآل محمد، وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله، وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله، وسلم تسليما كثيرا. صلوات. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام حبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين، لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. One of the Islamic rulings that we have, which is very important in terms of dealing with matters that happen in the community, is how to deal with things that are said about people. How are we to deal with a believer saying something about another believer, or at least as we see it, it seems that way. They both seem to be believers. How are we supposed to be dealing with that? It happens. Sometimes it's justified, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes what is said is right, sometimes what is said is not right. How are we, as those who are observing this, how are we supposed to deal with it? There are wrong ways that we deal with matters like this. And then there's the correct way that God says, and Islam says, this is how you need to deal with it. What are some of the wrong ways that we deal with matters like this? The wrong way generally can be, and I'll give, there's two different ways, but that's in terms of application. But principally, in terms of principle, what is the wrong way of dealing with this? The wrong way to deal with it is to assume wrong without reason. Assume wrong and bad without reason. But this could happen in one of two ways. Sometimes it could happen because we have greater connection with one of the two sides. We have two people involved, at least, or two groups involved. One group is the one who is being accused of something, or something is said about them, against them. And then there's the one or the people who are saying that person or that group has done this wrong thing. There's two groups here. Sometimes because of our connection, our attachment to one of them, we tend to assume the other one is doing something wrong. So for instance, if I am closer to the one who's been accused, without having a reason, without having any evidence that the one who is accusing this person of something wrong, without having any reason to believe and to accept that that person is lying, I accuse them of lying. So that can't be true. I know this person. Well, yeah, you know that person generally. But on this particular matter that person has accused and said something, that this person is such and such, has done this or has done that. Have you seen that? Have you witnessed that? If you have, the same thing that is the subject of dispute, you have already witnessed it, you have evidence, and that's besides the point. We're saying that we assume, in this case, we're assuming wrong of the person who's speaking out against the other. We're assuming that they either shouldn't be saying this, it's wrong to say it, even if it's true, or we assume that what they're doing is wrong because it's slander, it is accusing someone without reason, that person is not like that, they're assuming that. Because we're close to the person who is being accused, who is being said to have done something wrong, involved with something wrong, we accuse the person, we assume the person who is saying it to be wrong. This is a bad assumption about that person. And it's funny because sometimes the reason used to go against a person who's speaking out is to say it's bad to accuse people. it's wrong to accuse people, not realizing that by saying so, you're accusing the person who is speaking out of doing something wrong. You're doing what you're saying you're doing. Don't do that. If you don't have a reason to believe that, if you have a reason, okay, fine, that's fine. You have a reason. You have dalil, clear. You have witnessed what the person says this person is. You have actually been involved with that, and you know that that isn't the case. That was either misunderstanding or that person is trying to cause trouble. It's even worse. I have dalil between me and Allah. I know on the day of judgment, I saw this. I know what this situation was. Okay, if you have dalil, that's besides the point. That's not what we're talking about here. Many times, it's simply because I am with one of the parties. If I am closer to the one who has been accused or something is said against, then I assume wrong against the other party who's saying it without reason, but simply because I'm closer to this person. Or if I'm closer to the person who is saying that against the other person, I automatically assume that what he's saying is right, and then I quote certain things like, oh, we're supposed to trust a believer. Well, yeah, we're supposed to trust a believer, but that's not in the context of one believer saying something against the other believer. That's if you're asking directions, if you're asking whether the moon was seen or not. There's different contexts where if a believer tells you something, you're supposed to trust it. They say the meat is halal, trust it. Except that you don't need to think otherwise. But when one is saying something against the other, if you don't have a reason to believe what is being said, then assuming that they're right just because you're closer to this person or you know they don't speak without reason, well, sure, maybe in fact they have a justification. Maybe they haven't committed a sin for saying what they're saying. However, maybe they were wrong. There's a possibility. I don't know. If I don't have my reason to believe what is being said, one person saying this person is such and such, especially if it's based on analysis, if it's based on analyzing the behavior of this person and drawing a conclusion, well, it could be error. I don't have reason. One person saying it Islamically is not a reason to believe that. Simply because this is my friend, I've been spending time with them, I know them very well, they're a very pious person. None of that is a reason to assume that the other believer, brother or sister or group of people is bad or has done something wrong. If it works either way, sometimes the reason isn't being close to this person or to that person. Some people seem to have an issue with something, and so they said, no, that's not true. Well, to assume that the person who said it is doing wrong because of this, that's not a reason. We don't have a dalil that tells us, again, here it gets funny. We don't have a dalil in Islam that tells us, accuse the person who is speaking out. We don't have that. We have in the Qadiyatul Ifk, as it is called in Surah An-Nur, where the wife of the Prophet was accused and one of the companions of doing something wrong. The verse says, لَوْلَا ظَنُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ. If I get the Arabic word, I apologize if the words are not accurate. This is what my recollection is. I could be wrong in some of those words. بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا خَيْرًا. Why don't believers assume well of one another? There was an accusation against two people, and when people heard this, the rumor started getting around. People started saying it. They assumed what was being said was right because the conditions were such. The wife of the Prophet is coming alone with this man. Somebody said, oh, they did something. And then because everybody else is seeing that, everybody starts whispering and the rumor starts getting around, they did something. You assumed wrong. Now, they use this to say, oh, if you say something without providing evidence, like four witnesses, if you don't provide that, then what you're doing is wrong. Well, that's not what the verse says. And that's not what the guidance is. It says, why don't believers assume well of one another? Okay. When you have one person saying something against the other, if there is reason to believe one way or another, then in the context of that, if there was reason to believe those people were not involved in that sin, and it was clear that the person who is accusing them has not seen anything, that was clear. The person who accused them was lined up with everybody else. They were not with the two. They just saw the two coming forward from a distance by themselves. From a group of people that were here, some of the devils within them started saying it was clear. Whoever heard that rumor knew it was made, or it was said, that accusation was made by someone that did not see them in that position or any position. That was clear. So you have a reason to believe this party is wrong. This party is wrong in the sense that their accusation was unfounded. They don't have a reason. There is no justification for what they have said. That's on one hand. On the other hand, the others are believers. We're supposed to assume that what they were doing together was completely halal, meaning that they weren't involved in any haram. Because this is the wife of the Prophet, she's married, then they weren't involved in any type of activity that... So, that's what you're supposed to assume on that side. On this side, you know there's not any evidence, therefore this person is condemned for saying what they have. But in a situation where you don't have a reason either way, they're both believers, what happens? Then, لَوْلَا ظَنُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ والمؤمنات بعضهم بعضا خيرا. Assume well of both sides. I don't have any reason. I don't have any dalil on this side. I don't have any dalil on the other side. I don't know what this person's justification is for saying this. I don't know what their dalil is. Perhaps it is a hujjah for them. Maybe I won't be convinced. Maybe they have a hujjah. And so they didn't do anything wrong. Maybe the other side didn't do anything wrong and there's a misunderstanding. I have to have good assumption about both of them until I have dalil. This brother or sister or this group of people saying it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And them saying it doesn't necessarily mean that they're wrong. And this is an accusation. Why are they saying this publicly? No, these are all... We have to get clarity on what Islam says. The rule here, so let's summarize this and come to a conclusion. Hopefully we get to a clear understanding of what our taklif is in conditions like this. The wrong thing to do is assume wrong regarding a believer without dalil. If you are presented with a situation, a group of people or an individual is accusing another person or a group of people, either an individual on one side or a group of people on one side or on both sides, whichever way. If you're presented with that situation, if that comes your way, then you either have an Islamic dalil, a reason that God on the Day of Judgment will accept from you to believe one way or another, which means to have a dalil to think that either the one who is speaking out is wrong and what they're doing is bad, or you have a reason to believe that the person who is being spoken against has done the wrong things and they are bad. You either have a dalil for that, you have a reason on the Day of Judgment, you can present that and say, Ya Allah, this is why. Something that God has accepted as a reason. He says, if you go through this path, I will accept that on the Day of Judgment. If you have that, then go one way. If you don't, the general reason is لَوْلَا ظَنُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You have to have good assumption. I have good assumption of the person who is being accused. I have good assumption of the other. If I have any responsibility to investigate, which sometimes I do and a lot of times we don't. I don't have any there's no reason for me to investigate. I don't, there's no taklif on me to come to the bottom of it. I don't know. And I don't need to know. As far as I'm concerned, I have a good view of this brother because I don't have a dalil to think otherwise. I don't have a reason, a justification that God will accept from me to feel any other way towards this believer. And I don't have any dalil or justification to feel or view the other person or the other group of people as bad. I will view them as though this was not said and I haven't heard it. I know it's been said. I keep that in mind. If other evidence presents itself to me, it becomes clear to me one way or another, then it becomes. But a lot of times, I don't even need to investigate. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't come, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. I don't have a taklif. Whatever anyone says against somebody else, I have to get to the bottom of it. No. You hear it? That's what that person said. I can't assume that they were doing ghiba or they did tuhma, they slandered, they accused without reason. And I can't accept that the other person that they're saying something ill of actually did that person. Either I feel good about this person, feel good about that person. As far as I'm concerned, I have two or three or whatever, however number of people they are, believers around me. If it becomes clear one way or another, then that's when I have dalil on the day of judgment. I can present, Ya Allah, this is why I accepted what this person was saying against the other person. Or this is the reason why I believe that this person was innocent and what was being said against them was wrong. And that person did something wrong and he needs to repent or she needs to repent. This is our Islamic responsibility. Living in a community of believers, how we deal with what we hear about. And we hear a lot of it. Sometimes it could be in social media these days. A lot of times it isn't. It's small conversations here and there about even siblings, about, I don't know, family members, about children, about one's parents, about friends, about just small conversations. We just hear all these things. We have to always remember that our Islamic obligation is never to assume ill of a believer unless there's dalil. If you have an acceptable dalil for the day of judgment to say that I accepted and I believe that this person did wrong here or there, then you can go by that. Otherwise, you have to assume well of both sides of that. The one who is saying and the one who is being accused, or something wrong is being said about. It's being said that they did something wrong or they were involved with something wrong. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us in dealing with every matter the way He has said. This is the only way that our communities are going to prosper. If as soon as something is said, people without reason start taking positions, either condemning this person or condemning the other party involved in that without reason, then that's going to be where shaitan will be thriving. That's going to be where we're going to start moving apart. But if we do things as God has said, been presented, something was said, okay, I don't have any hujjah between me and Allah for either side of this. These are good believers. Those are good believers. These people may have been wrong. They may have been right. The others may have been wrong, may have been right. I'm supposed to assume good of both parties until proven otherwise. And I don't have necessarily any business figuring out, was this person right? Was the other person right? I'm perfectly fine assuming both are good. Neither of them has made a mistake in this context. Although, in God's book, yes, one of them has. But in my view, I'm told, assume well of both parties because I don't have a reason to believe either of those is involved in any wrongdoing. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again blesses us with this guidance, the ability to implement it, and hopefully our hearts grow closer and closer together, inshallah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We move
under the guidance of the Imam of our time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.